Now there were two other containers I was wondering about on the farm earlier. They're wooden containers. Sometimes if you had to buy a lot of nails or something at the hardware store, they
would they be called kegs?
Yes, ma'am. Now, was there something larger than a keg but was still made of wood? I was wondering if there's a difference between a keg and, say, like a barrel.
Well, yeah, there was barrels.
Okay. They were bigger than
yes,
kegs?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Barrels
10 gallons, or what would they be? A 10-gallon barrel and a 5-gallon keg.
Okay.
55-gallon barrel.
Yeah, 55.
Okay. Now, tell me, what in this area, what would they call a male cow?
A bull.
Okay. Now, when you were little, do you remember if they would ever call a bull something else when women were around because it might offend them to use the word bull?
No.
Okay. Just wondered if you'd ever heard of maybe called a gentleman cow.
No. No.
Bull wasn't an offensive word then.
No.
Okay.
Might have been in some families, but not our family.
Okay. Okay.
We weren't that aristocratic.
No, they were very plain.
We weren't the codfish aristocracy. That's another expression, codfish aristocracy.
Codfish aristocracy. What is that?
That's a Cousin Jack expression, because Cousin Jack's always ate codfish.
I see. Codfish aristocracy.
Yeah.
Now, a female...
It was just to make fun of the ones that thought this.
That thought they were better than others, huh? Okay. A female, if a bull is a male, a female is a...
cow or heifer.
Okay. And the little ones are, young ones are...
Heifers.
Or heifers. Okay.
Yeah.
Or a...
A steer.
Or a steer is a what, though? It's a...
It's one that's been altered. It's
okay.
A bull that's been...
Castrated?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's a steer.
How did they do that in the old days? Just with a knife?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I know they do it differently sometimes now. But
yes, in the beginning they done it with a knife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. While we're on that, let me ask you, did you ever call them calves?
Yes, when they were first born, they were calves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, a male sheep is a what? Called a... Would you call it a ram or a buck?
Ram.
I think they called them rams, but we never had much sheep up here. I was never around sheep much.
And a female sheep, do you know what it would be called?
Weren't they called ewes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And was there a name for castrated sheep in this area? Do you know if would they have called them?
I never was around sheep too much. I don't know.
Just wondered if you'd ever heard the word weather.
No, I never did.
Okay. That's fine. Some areas of Colorado, they raise lots of sheep.
Lots
so
of
that's
sheep.
Why I was
and
asking. Yeah.
It was too high for them.
And the coyotes would get them up here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't
protection.
Open. Mm-hmm.
Now, a male hog would be called a...
boar.
Okay. And a horse that you were using, a male horse that you were using to produce offspring would be called a...
It was a stud.
Okay.
Or stallion.
Okay.
That's what we wanted to say.
And a castrated one would be a...
Gelding.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, what would you call a castrated hog? Would it be a...
Choke.
Was it? I don't know. Choked, I guess.
Okay. Did you ever hear of barrow? The word
no,
B-A-R-R-O?
No, never did.
Barrow? Okay.
Never did.
Okay. Now, a female horse is a...
mare.
Okay. Now, and the plural of horse is...
horses?
Okay. Now, I want to ask you, what is a bronco?
It's a horse that bucks and you can't ride very easy.
Is that the word they have used in this area? Or?
Yeah,